I'm joined by Jonathan Mullen, newly appointed editor of the Irish Racing Post. Jonathan, I'm sure you've enjoyed tonight hosting the Mayo News Cheltenham Preview Night. And I'm sure you're immersed in the Cheltenham Festival at work these days.
Yeah, fantastic night tonight. And a great panel too. I mean, all great talkers. It often said the jockeys aren't great talkers. Andrew McNamara, so articulate, has a view on everything, and not afraid to take, you know, the likes of Dave Duggan on with his view too. It's fantastic. Dave Duggan, Mick Fitzgerald from ATR, and Eddie Harty. We were all wishing him the very best of luck on Tuesday in the Arkle Chase. It'd be fantastic if Captain Seabee could do the business. If you're a racing fan, and particularly a jumps fan, if you're not excited now, there's something seriously wrong. Go to your local doctor. Can't wait for next week. It should be fantastic.
You've heard a lot of opinions tonight. You've heard a lot of people believing they're right. If you could distill it all down and filter most of it through the system, who are the two or three horses that you think are the ones to watch next week?
Well, from listening to the experts there tonight, Mick Fitzgerald says he said he loved a horse called Spirit River who runs in the Coral Cup. That horse would be a price. Trained by Nicky Henderson, a guy no stranger to success at the festival. I keep an eye on him, Spirit River. Andrew McNamara gave a great word to Elegant Concord, the champion bumper, trained by Dermot Weld. You know, a lot was made tonight of Dermot's poor record at Cheltenham Festival, but he hasn't had that many runners. Elegant Concord, look good over the Christmas time. His run at Leopardstown has produced a couple of winners behind him, and I'd like him too. And I suppose outside of that, it's a bit difficult after that. Maybe Captain Seabee, all very positive about him in the Arkle Chase, and we'll be wondering for Eddie too if he won.
Now, obviously, you have access to the statistics and you have access to the information in the Irish Racing Post. For yourself next week, I'm sure you're going to have a bet here and there. Maybe a little bit of value. Where do you see a little bit of value next week?
Funny enough, I've actually backed Elegant Concord at a slightly bigger price than he's available at the minute. Really like him. Outside of that, Lee Mulrine, Galway owner. He owns a horse called Silk Affair, won the Fred Winter last year. She'll run the Perth Hems Handicap Hurdle. Very good horse. Has a lovely campaign this year. Will love the Cheltenham Hill. And, you know, a lot of the panel mentioned tonight that, you know, there will be repeat offenders. Horses run up that Cheltenham Hill will thrive on it again this year. She's about 12 or 14 to 1 in the Coral Cup. I'd be keeping an eye on her. I think she could run a big race.
Now, obviously, local punters will be getting most of their Cheltenham information next week in the Mayo News Cheltenham pullout, but the Irish Racing Post as well, I'm sure this year, in its first year in existence, will be pulling out all the stops on each day of the Cheltenham Festival. What can people expect? What can people look forward to when they pick up their Irish Racing Post this week?
Well, it's a huge week for us, obviously. Massive week. Every single day of the Cheltenham Festival, from Monday, when we're all getting ready for the start on Tuesday, right through till Friday, we'll have Willie Mullins and Paul Nicholls, the champion trainers, on each side of the water with an exclusive column in the Irish Racing Post. You know, most of the championship races are won by the big trainers. Those two men are the best in Ireland and the best in England, and I think you'd be pretty foolish if you're heading out to have a bet on Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday or Friday without reading the Willie Mullins column or the Paul Nicholls column. I think it's a starting point for everybody.